Sorry, slurping my tea. Hello, audio moo. Hello, audio boo. On audio mo. There's no need for an nth. Hello, audio mo. It's Ema here. After the 11 a.m. breathing space. I was going to do the 9 o'clock one. That worked out quite well yesterday. However, 9 o'clock, the piano tuner came round, so I couldn't do the breathing space at 9 o'clock. He was there. It would have been a nice backdrop, but I was talking stuff to him as he turned up dead on 9 o'clock. I've recorded some of that, and I'll play it in a future one after editing it. It's kind of interesting and weird to hear a piano being tuned. I'm sure Mac McColgan has heard that being done, or maybe not, because I listened to his story yesterday about his playing of the piano in his youth. A sad story in the way, in that his father bought a TV and he was distracted by it, and it was in the same room, and in the end he stopped playing his piano to watch the telly. And I thought it was kind of, well, yeah, it was a sad story because it was full of what might have been and what have yous. But what was odd was, you know, he'd be practicing his piano and the TV would be on. I guess because it was a new thing. We're lucky that our piano is in a different room to the television. So when my daughter does her practicing, she's not distracted by it. We sometimes have to tell her to go and shut the door because we're watching some television. And that's kind of sad in itself. We should be stopping the television and listening to her. But she's practicing for a grade 2 exam and she's playing the same songs over and over again. And after a while, well, I've heard that one a few times. I've heard the same song a few times, so I don't really need to listen to it again. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, sorry, Mac, that was a sort of what might have been, and I wish you could have done that concert. It might have changed things. Or if the sort of the concert coming up had occurred before you decided to give it up, then you might have done it. But yes, no fault. You sound like you're at the time where I'm at now, and I've got no time to do anything. Certainly, I haven't got time myself to learn how to play a musical instrument, much as I'd love to pick up my guitar and play. Another audio boo, or a couple of audio boos, that I wanted to touch back on was Roger's t-shirt removal audio boo that he did ages ago. And I'd had it saved, and then Daylight Gambler did a boo where he did it, so I thought, well, I really must have a go at this. And I sat there. First of all, I listened to the instructions, and then I realised that I had absolutely no idea how I take my t-shirt off. You know, unless it's just something you've been doing 30 odd years, do I tuck my elbows in? Do I take it over my head? What do I do? And so, and to be honest, I still don't know. Anyway, I had a go at Roger's method, and I must have had my t-shirt was too tight or something. I couldn't get my elbow in to do the imaging. I managed it with a bit of a tuck, and then I hurt my neck. So I might not be doing that method again. So a future audio mo will be the piano. I'm a bit behind. I nearly caught up on audio boos. I'm a bit behind again. I've got most of yesterday's of my own followers, and any done today I have not yet listened to. And then there's all the audio modes that I do like to peruse through, check the titles. There's a couple of very interesting people who are doing attempting to do a series over the month, and they sound interesting, and it may yet result in me following them permanently. That's the beauty of audio mode, as Amanda says, and I see there's some things there about the history of audio Mo and how well it's going that I haven't yet listened to, so I'm looking forward to listening to those. Yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so yeah, that's the beauty of audio Mo, in that it hasn't got a set thing you've got to do each day, but it's a way of sharing and listening to people you might not necessarily, and year to year some people stop doing them. I stopped doing it for a while. Stop doing audio. New people come along you might not have heard of from outside your community. So, yeah, let me say thank you, Ernie. And I hope you have a good day, everyone. Is that someone else's end off? I don't know. I'm rambling a bit now. I did my morning thoughts and I never got my head down into that moment that I like. In fact, I opened my eyes at one point, saw my bin needed emptying, and thought, made a mental note at lunchtime to do the bins, and then I realised I'd probably need to do the vacuuming, and then I sort of was making mental notes of all the things I needed to do lunchtime, and then I was thinking, no, hang on, that's supposed to be in the moment. I tried to stop thinking about it, and then I realised that I should be, and then I realised I was thinking about it, and it's so hard to be in the moment and practice mindfulness. Anyway, I finished this boo once, and I'll finish it again, and we're up to 7 minutes, so good job, we've now got 10-minute audio boos. I'm not sure anyone really wants me to listen to this. Does this count as a rambly boo? I don't know. Goodbye!